Father, we want to thank you once again, O Lord. It was your mercy and grace to bring us into this day and to help us to hear the word of the Lord once again. Unveil your word and let the word touch our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. With the help of the Lord, we have been studying about the plan God has for us. I told you many times that it is not just about staying in a church, attending a church for many years, or doing even something, a good thing in the church. But it is finding out, discovering the plan of God. Ephesians 1:3 says that God chose us in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. This knowledge is really too much for the natural human brain to take up. For God is, He lives in the eternal present. So He chose you and me in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world, before He created everything, anything. And the, can I have some amplified Bible, please, for me? And He planned the course of life. He planned the paths that we should take, the type of life that we should live for Him, bringing a blessing to many, touching lives, glorifying the name of Jesus. He predestined, ordained all these things beforehand. I would like actually to read that portion of the scripture in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. We discussed yesterday. This is so important. I have a lot of things to say in praying out the plan of God. We're going to go with the help of the Lord deep into praying out the plan God has for you. If you really interested in fulfilling the reason why you were born, why God gave you a new birth into His kingdom, born of the Spirit, and why God has been teaching you line upon line, made you come to this level of spirituality, you must listen what God has to say. If you are serious, then God will see to it that He who has started a good work in you will also finish it. He will fulfill the plan that He has for you as you hold on with Him. Then you will find fulfillment and satisfaction of life as you live your journey over on this earth. Ephesians 2:10, so beautifully amplified. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. He made, prearranged the good life, meaning the life that we should be engaged with, where we should live, what city, what country, what kind of job, or in the full-time ministry. Everybody's in the full-time ministry, whether you're a doctor or an engineer. I told you all the time. Whatever job you are doing. But there are people who are called specifically into full-time ministry. Or, you know, not working for some others. But others are called as teachers, and, you know, so the word spreads from there. They are light in that place. And God wanted them to be there. Now, so we know that these things are all prearranged before the foundation of the world. And even Jeremiah chapter 29, we've been all the time seeing those scriptures, 29:11-13. That God says, I know the plans that I have for you. The plans for not for evil, for good, to give you a future. See, he's talking about future. The plans that I have for you. I think I would like to read again from Ephesians, from Jeremiah, from the Amplified Bible. And 29. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil. To give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear and heed you. Even though the plan has been drawn out and God says, I have this plan, even planned out according to days. Time is all timed well. God knew that he was going to send them for their own mistakes, sins, 70 years in Babylon. And God knew that they will come back after 70 years over. Okay? But yet it had to be prayed. The plan of God for your life must be prayed out. We also saw that the plan of God was already imparted to your spirit, the recreated spirit, the new spirit, as Ezekiel said. Chapter 36, verse 26, 27. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit. So in that spirit, the Holy Spirit has imparted the plan of God for you. But it can remain there and die with you. And you can die without knowing the plan of God. You may have been attending a church, heard many messages, did some good things, but yet you died without knowing his plan. Many have died, and many will die, for they are not longing and earnestly desiring to know what to do with their life and why God has called them. This is why I like Paul, you know, when he met Jesus, after knowing that was Jesus, on the road to Damascus, he said, what shall I do, Lord? See, he knew, being a man of the word, scriptures, which he studied before, he knew God always had a plan. So he said, what shall I do? The question very few people ask. Much less. 1%? No. So the plan of God, which is in your spirit, had to be prayed out. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God, who is spirit, made us in his image and in his likeness. And he gave us the spirit. The soul was formed when the spirit fused with the body. So, the plan of God for it to come to pass in your life, you must pray. Pray out the plan of God all the time. And God always is a provider, has given us the provision and the secrets of his kingdom. And one of the devil's business is to deceive and to keep us ignorant all the time. And the Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. But most of the time we are. And Paul had to come and then ask through the Holy Spirit, do you not know that your body is the temple? Do you not know that Spirit of God is living in you? Do you not know that you're bought with a price and you don't belong to yourself? When he asks like that, do you not know? Many do not know. So unless we pray out the plan of God, which is hidden in our spirit, we can never know the plan, and we can never get into his plan. We will live just like the others. Maybe in the eyes of others a good life, but our lives can never be satisfied. For you have been wired and designed for a specific work. To solve a specific problem. To be a blessing for a specific people. And to finish your life. In the will of God. So praying is very important. Very important. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. Verse 13. Therefore put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. Of having done all, Christ demands to stand firmly in your place. Stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth round your loins and having put on the breastplate of integrity and of the moral rectitude and right standing with God, and having shod your feet in preparation to the face to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, wields which the word of God. Pray at all times. We have certain times of prayer. We can become so religious. We just only pray probably in the morning. Or in the evening. Some of us only pray in the morning. But we have no time in the evening. But here it says pray at all times. Because we are in the enemy's territory. The enemy is going about to deceive, to devour, to steal, kill, destroy. He wants to finish us off. Get us off the track. To destroy our life. So that God will never be glorified. And Jesus, the name of Jesus, will never spread. So, the Holy Spirit says, take up the whole armor of God. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season. Every occasion and season, pray at all times. Now what the devil does, what has he done now? Keep people busy. Keep people busy. Busy, busy, busy. Can you see? Can you look around and see what you see? Can you see how people are so busy? They have no time to eat at home. They have their breakfast in the car. They put the car mirror down on top and then try to comb, put whatever. Sometimes they do their makeups in the car. Have you got any time? And I've seen many eating or drinking in the red lights. They're keeping busy. So we have the time to pray. Pray at all times and all occasions. with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert with strong purpose and perseverance. Keep alert. Be strong. Persevere. See the language that the Holy Spirit is using. Interceding in behalf of all the saints. God's consecrated people. Praying in the Spirit. Praying with your spirit. Not with the understanding. Why pray the Spirit? Because you do not know when the evil time, the evil day is going to be. Job never knew when that day arrived in his life. Did he know? No. There was one day came when it dawned. He lost all his children, all his cattle, donkeys. Everything was shattered. Within hours, things happened. That was an evil day for him. And the Bible is warning us to pray in the Spirit. To pray into the future. Oh, I tell you. Now we're going to go with the help of the Lord to go deeper. That we, anywhere and everywhere, whether it's 30 seconds or 2 minutes or 1 minute, that the Holy Spirit will remind us to pray in the Spirit. Whether you're waiting for a bus, or whether you're in the car, or whether you're traveling in the bus, or whether you are in the subway, or whether you are at home, whether you're washing dishes, or whether you are in the washroom, or you're doing the laundry, praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Why? Because one thing, you are praying into the future, very specially into the future. I'm going to show you from the scriptures. God has provided for his people to pray into the future. Do you know the past? Yes. Do you know the present? Yes. But there are things happening. Why they're happening, you don't know, right? Yeah. What about the future? Do you know? Absolutely not. The next hour is hidden from us. How those people fasten their belts and everything, that they just, you know, everything went on in that monitor for all those aircraft that took off at the 9/11. They all said goodbye and they were in the lines, and then, you know, everything was franked, and then, you know, they all boarded. The boarding time came, and now they have fastened their belts and the captain is about to take off, not knowing they're going to say goodbye forever on earth. Are you listening to this? They were never knew. If they had known, you think they would have gone there? If they had known, would any employee would have gone to that building, those two towers? They would not have gone near. The future is hidden. But there were people who were warned ahead of time by the Lord. And unconsciously, miraculously detained, they were delayed. So they escaped that catastrophe, that disaster. But God had provided a way that we can pray into the future and fulfilling the purpose and plan God has for us. So I want to read that again in 6:18 from the New King James. Ephesians 6:18. I want to go actually, as the Spirit of God, at least slower this time because I don't know how I would be able to finish it, but it doesn't matter. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You know, most of the time when it's, when the word Spirit comes, whether the King James or the New King James, we don't know whether it's God's Spirit or human Spirit. Certain places they have, it is specifically mentioned God the Holy Ghost, God the Spirit of God. But in other places, you don't know. But it was these translators who put the capital and things like that. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. Paul is just saying, praying in the Spirit. For a born-again person, he's joined with the Lord. His Spirit and God, the Lord's Spirit is joined together. One. So the Holy Spirit imparts everything to that believer. But that believer does not know the plan of God. He has to learn to discern how the Lord is speaking inside. That takes time, discipline, studying the word, getting nourished by the word, praying many times in the day, living the life God wants us to live, taking away all wrong words out of the mouth. So we learn, it's a lifetime process to be guided by the Holy Spirit and to hear the voice of God. There are so many messages, how to hear the voice of God by so many servants of God. But hardly taught in churches. And therefore people are not challenged. They have all the time communications with their own soul, their own mind. See how many times and how many hours that we have communication with our own soul. From the time we get up, the time we go to bed. Now, praying in the Spirit is a marvelous provision God has. In fact, I would say that there is nothing like it. It is a mighty weapon against the enemy. And the enemy hates it. Satan hates it. He can do nothing about it. He cannot understand that language. I believe with all my heart, even the angels of God, the holy angels, cannot understand. That's a secret love language, secret hotline God had given you to communicate with him. Just ponder this in your heart for a time. And is it any wonder the devil is so mad? Sometimes we get to near some people, they talk their own language and they go on and on and on. Don't you get feel it uneasy and irritated? Oh. And especially they're working with you. The devil is mad. The demon gets mad. I've seen demons get mad when I speak in tongues in front of them. People who are demonized. They get mad. I've seen some people shutting the ears with their fingers. These demonized people who needed deliverance. Yes, biting the teeth. He comes again with this. Just leave me alone. Just keep on speaking in tongues. Jesus said, the believers shall speak with new tongues. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. See, In my own opinion, if the devil has done a very good job in deceiving and dividing people and taking away the mighty weapon from their hands, from their life, is this one thing: praying, communicating with God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit. Because our spirit is the one which is God conscious and communicating with God. It is able to talk to God and hear from God. So God gave us this provision of speaking in tongues when we are born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. But look what the devil has done. Divided people, given them pride. Oh, you speak in tongues. The others, they go and they simply ask several other people, do you speak in tongues? And you know, it's as if it's a big, it is a big thing, but you're not to parade about it and then go and put down everybody and then make them feel guilty. Pray that they also may be edified, that they also may be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that we have the army increasing. Hallelujah. The army of God. Okay. Now, Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. The first sign that will follow a believer, not a pastor, not an evangelist, is mentioned over here. Every believer is called to cast out the devil, the demons. Settle it right there. They shall cast out demons in my name. You are authorized. And what is the next one? They will speak with new tongues. Jesus knew the power that the believers are going to have when they communicate with God Almighty. Speaking in tongues is not just to show off to people. Speaking in tongues is a language given that is unknown to anybody, even to the person who is speaking, to communicate with God Almighty. You say, I don't know what I am speaking. That's why it's given for, to bypass the soul faculty. Soul does not know nothing. Just sometimes you look at the salt and may think that that's sugar. Because it's so powder like the sugar. Sure, you will mistake if I put the sugar, if the salt inside a bottle, you're going to think that it's a and keep it next to the tea bags. Unless you test it. Now, why I'm saying this is, you know, we just gain some knowledge by sight and hearing and tasting and smelling, and that's all the soul can. Soul can only receive. But the revelation is imparted to the spirit. So, when the spirit is permitted to pray in its language, the spirit language, or if you want to call it, nobody understands. Nobody. 1 Corinthians chapter, we will just go as the Lord leads. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14. You know, the chapters are divided and the script verses are divided by the translators? Yes. To make it easy for those who can have access. But just watch this. Chapter 14, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Can you see that? But going back, talking about the gifts, to chapter 12. Now, this is all written in continuously, right? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, spiritual things. Gifts is in italics, so that you take that off. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Now, tell me. Look at me. Are the people ignorant or not? The majority of the Christians, believers, they're ignorant. The value of speaking or praying in the Spirit, the depth, the power, the blessing. So the devil comes, he's a thief, to steal it from churches. And others who received it, pumps them with pride. And so, the kingdom of God suffers. See? I do not want you to be ignorant. My people are destroyed not for lack of money. My people are destroyed not for lack of experience. Why my people are destroyed? For lack of knowledge. God-given knowledge. Word knowledge. What God says. It's so clear. I don't want you to be ignorant. And after speaking, just now we saw, put on the whole armor, but you got to do, yet it's not over, pray at all times in the Spirit. For all the saints. We'll come back to that. In the Spirit or with the Spirit. It's the same thing. Chapter 14 verse 2. For he who prays speaks in a tongue, does not speak to men but to God. No one understands him. However, in the Spirit, in the what? Spirit speaks mysteries. Now, while reading this scripture, we have read it many times, I believe, we think, what mystery? What is he writing about mystery? Why do you want to speak mystery? You know what plain language is? You are speaking about the future things to come. In your personal life, in your church life, in ministry of the church, or the ministry which you have been assigned to, you are speaking things that you do not know in the future, pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now you tell me whether this is important or not. Things that are to come tomorrow, things that are to come next week, things that are to come next month. Things that are to come next year. 2 years from now. 5 years from now. You are praying things that needed to be prayed for, that are very urgent to be prayed for. Very urgent. The things with the Holy Spirit as imparted into your spirit. Now, when you are praying in another tongue, you're allowing your spirit to pray that things that you received in your spirit back to the Holy Spirit. Now, God has a legal right to act. Because prayer must go from the earth. Earth has to start. Nothing is automatic. The plan of God was there for them to come after 70 years from Babylon, but yet somebody had to pray. Someone had to pray. God says through Ezekiel, I think it's 32, he says, I look for a man to stand in the gap. There wasn't any. So judgment came. If God is all powerful and he can do whatever he likes, Why is he looking for a man to pray? Couldn't he do without a prayer? He wanted to stop the judgment. He looked for a man. There wasn't any. See how this is important? Praying in the spirit. Is this emphasized in churches today? They're just simply, I've seen people when I got born again coming and asking, are you speaking in tongues? Are you speaking in tongues? You know, so it's really irritated some people and put them off. I don't want this tongue business. And some even said this is of the devil. Because see, they got so annoyed by it. They're going to be so proud. I can understand that. Should never look down anybody who is not speaking in tongues. Never, never, ever. The believers in Ephesus in chapter 19 of Acts said that they never spoke in tongues, and that until our John and Peter came there. And they never received the Holy Spirit. They received salvation. The Holy Spirit went inside and worked the work of God, and they got born again. They received a new spirit. Okay. But they said, we never heard about the Holy Spirit. And they laid hands on them. They received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. For Simon wanted that gift. How could he have known where there is the Holy Spirit? Because unless there was a outside evidence. So this is so important. How can anybody pray for everything at all times? You don't know what to pray for. Do you know what to pray for tomorrow? What is coming on your way? What kind of an evil that's coming next week? What devil has planned some attacks next month or 10 days from now? God knows that. And he says all those things to the Spirit. And here we are in our business of daily life, and then, you know, not really getting into God's kingdom and his word. We hardly no time. Whatever the case with everyone. Not practicing to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. And therefore, when the problem arises, when the problem confronts us, when we come face to face, then we begin to pray, oh God, Lord, I bind that, I bind this. Oh Lord, before that's too late. And yet God in his mercy, he deals with us and he delivers us most of the time. But will you listen to this, what I'm saying to you? What a great weapon. What a great blessing and provision God has given for his children. Hey, you can talk secrets. I will tell you. No man understands him. Not the devil. No. Nobody can. Nobody can. You are praying things to come. You are praying right into the future. You are sending missiles that would go and destroy those things that have been planned against you, against your ministry, against your family, against other churches, against an evangelist who is traveling. And God is able to send that missile through your praying in another tongue and preserve the life of that servant of God who was in danger. Go with me to Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. The mighty things are things inaccessible, my margin says. Cannot be accessed. The King James margin says things that are hidden. What are things hidden? Tell me. The future? He says, I will show you things that are hidden. But hardly we know anything. You know why? Firstly, we don't pray in the spirit. Secondly, we receive those things to be prayed for in the spirit. It is imparted to the spirit. Deep calls the deep. Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit. The devil wants to speak to our soul. There is so much confusion these days in churches. They are unable to differentiate between the spiritual and the soulish. What is of the spirit and what is of the soul? They receive all nonsense from demonic world and then they think that is from God. Oh, how we need this gifts of discernment. I will show you the things to come. I will show you the hidden things. I will show you the future. Then you can pray those things. Praying in the spirit. A mighty weapon of God. Praying out the plan of God. Praying out the plan of God. God has a very specific, wonderful plan for your life. Now, of course, the pressure of life is there. The natural life. But Jesus said, if you love that life, you're going to lose it. Not you might, you will. The affairs of this life, so easy to entangle us, grab us, to take our eyes off, our focus off, to divert us, distract us all the time, just like Nehemiah would distract us time and again. Every time he started to do something for the Lord in Jerusalem, distraction came, but he prayed, he prayed. You know, this provision was not given for them there. Praying in the spirit. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Honestly, I believe with all my heart, you know, God's bringing all these things in this last hour, just before his return. I wish somebody has drilled this thing to me way back in 1980s. No, we prayed in the spirit, but then not continually. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. In the spirit. You know, when Daniel started to pray in his own tongue for the plan of God to be fulfilled, did attack come? Oh, yeah. The devil sent that principality. It's holding on to that kingdom, dominating it from the heavenlies. Detained Gabriel there. Can you believe this? All because of what? The plan of God should not come to pass in the lives of his people. So he detained him. But Daniel just went on fasting and praying. Oh Lord, forgive us, Lord. We're done wickedly. You said 70 years, Lord. What about now? The time is over. The time is up. Act, Lord. And God now, receiving that prayer, had to send Michael and then deliver Gabriel. And Gabriel comes with the answer. He says, amen. Fulfilling the plan of God. Now I want to tell you, you can listen to this message and then, you know, and you pray for a couple of days and then just forget about it. And just get into a miry clay, just get go down and down and down, get drowned with the daily pressure of life, whatever it may be, the affairs of this life, and then just a couple of minutes, or maybe 5-10 minutes and praying in the Spirit, and that's about all, which is not going to achieve anything. Praying at all times, praying in the Spirit for all saints. How can you pray for all saints in your own tongue? How can you have the time to pray for all the saints? You take a paper and write down the saints you know. I think I will have more than about 500. How can I pray for them? Mentioning their names itself will take about 3 hours. And I will be tired. But when you pray in the Spirit, you are praying for all the saints too. So the devil, that's why it hates, it attacks. And no wonder it has taken, stolen this gift, this wonderful weapon God has provided, stolen away from churches so that the churches are doing their own business. In fact, they're in a business. Many of them are, at least. Having their own business, own agenda, not the agenda of the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit wants for that Sunday morning when those people come fully dressed and... what does He want to speak to them? What ministry He is longing to display in front of them? It's the pastors, the elders, that's their responsibility to take it. Take the blueprint, the agenda from the Holy Spirit. Will they be flexible if He tells them, stop the singing now? I'm going to touch the people. Blessed is the pastor in the church who would listen to the Spirit of God and move accordingly, or they will see mighty things. What God has for them, for that day, for that morning. He may have a different thing for the evening service. So we think that He's going to do the same thing. I misunderstood sometimes that He was going to repeat the same thing. He doesn't. He has millions of ways to come through. Now, what did I tell you? So the hidden things, the future things, the things that we do not know, call unto Me and I'll answer you. So as you pray in the Spirit, God will impart and impart in the Spirit. And as you pray in another tongue, and you are giving back those words given by the Holy Spirit, not understood by your mind, back to God. And now God has the legal right to move in that direction, where the help is needed. This is what He's all about. Now, it says no one understands. The devil doesn't understand. He's speaking mysteries with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Praying in the Spirit, praying in another tongue, praying in the Spirit. Now, verse 4 says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. The person who is praying in the Spirit is not only speaking the things to come, he's talking to God about the future. He's edifying himself. The word edifies is actually, literally, is he's charging himself. Have you have seen Some are audio equipments, whether cassette player, CD player. It comes with can play with batteries, and those batteries are chargeable. Some batteries you just use it once and throw it away. The other batteries, it'll say, can be recharged, rechargeable. They're expensive, right? So the charge goes down. What do? You put in a charger and you charge it and charge it. It's exactly the meaning, the Greek meaning, what they have said, edify here in English. You're building yourself up. You're charging your spirit. You know why believers are so kind of withered branch? Some branches, if you break it, it gets withered because the sap doesn't flow through that. The leaves get withered. And you're just, you know, caught up by the soul, caught up by problems, caught up by emotions. Oh, you said that and he said this. And now you are swimming around in the deep ocean of emotion. And then not knowing how to get out, and poor me and poor self and patting, waiting for somebody to tell you, yes, that was wrong. They shouldn't have done that for you. He shouldn't have said that for you. You've gone through that? Having a self-pity party by yourself. There is nobody else for that party. You wish somebody comes and joins you. Yeah. And you are so looking out for somebody who will receive this party invitation. Who will say, oh, don't worry. Who will take a tissue and give you. Oh, my God. There's no charge. Most of the time we're that way. People think that they can go and get charged on a Sunday morning. What a deception. What a deception. You may get some light here and there from the word, maybe during the worship time, a little bit of, and also you probably your soulish, whatever, your emotion was stirred up and something was said over there in the song verse, and then you do, oh, it's me. That's your own soulish emotion that'll dry away before you get into your car. But when you speak in another tongue and praying in the spirit, you're charging your spirit. You are charging your spirit. You are edifying, you are building up your spirit. Jude said in 20, building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit, praying with your spirit. And yet, we don't. We like to try and play our audio with the dead batteries on. I won't work because the tape is not working. And we expect God to come to us and speak to us. Uncharged spirit within us. No power, no nothing. Now we are functioning in the soul. Our face tells that. Yeah. When we worship, oh yes. God sees us. What a wonderful countenance you have. See, can you see now why the devil has stolen this? It has sucked it away from churches, from believers. I bet you, if there is any other attack that's going to come into your life, the devil will attack from morning till night. Now, don't tell me this is a wrong confession. He'll try and attack you morning and night, till in night. That you'll see to it that you don't spend much time in prayer in the spirit. Yeah. Because he knows, he's frightened. The demons will run away and then go and tell the bigger demon, I don't know, and then say, they're talking, we can't understand. What are we going to do? But the moment you pray in the known tongue, they know, and they will make things worse. And they will bring some other hindrance. Some other thing. The moment Sanballat and Tobiah heard what Nehemiah was going to do, problem came, right? When they heard it. And when they heard it. And when they heard it. Look at them, I like two demons there. I said, like demons.